From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
It's Friday, June 10th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Insight into startups' spend on software, Microsoft's new employee moves, and a cloud mystery. Who turned on Insteon? This is the Business of Tech. So, what do startups spend their money on? Thanks to listener William for sharing this one with me. It's research from Cladera on how money is spent when it comes to software, notably often the second largest expense after payroll. The top ranking spend? Productivity and collaboration at 18.8% of the budget. That's tools like Asana, Slack, Miro, and offerings from Microsoft and Google. Next up is marketing automation, followed by development tools, customer service, and then IT tools. There's a big other pot, too, which includes a lot of stuff that varies depending on the industry. Why do we care? This data validates for me the approach of focusing on the work layer. That's where the spending is. Note how IT tools are fifth. IT services companies should understand that ranking because customer importance matters. Go where the money is never fails to be wise advice. I also like this perspective because it's young companies, startups. Generally, this is the stage of business where you're most conservative with your spending. Owners are far more deliberate when every dollar counts and you have a finite pile of them. It makes each dollar spent much more critical, so considering their priorities matters. And note, security isn't specifically there. I suspect it's lumped into IT tools, which resonates with something that's a tax on the business rather than an enabler. Microsoft announced several significant changes on Wednesday. First, they will no longer include non-competition clauses in their U.S. employment agreements and will remove these clauses from existing agreements. This applies to all employees except senior leaders. Microsoft will no longer include non-disclosure clauses in settlement and separation agreements with U.S. workers that would prevent them from disclosing allegations of misconduct. The company will publicly disclose salary ranges in job posts in the U.S. starting in January 2023. All three are required by law in Washington State, where Microsoft is based. Finally, Microsoft says it will commission and publish findings from a third-party civil rights audit to be completed in its upcoming fiscal year, scrutinizing workforce policies and practices that impact diversity and inclusion. Why do we care? While applauding the move, a headline that reads, "Microsoft complies with the law," is both accurate and wholly uninteresting. They're smart to position themselves as putting workers first and getting ahead of the narrative. I'll acknowledge that and commend them, but I also wanted to recognize that they didn't have a choice here. That said, there's space for other companies to get ahead of it too, even before it's the law in your state. So, a follow-up to something I covered before. Last April, Smart Labs shut off their servers, which took down all the Insteon smart home equipment. The company stated they were experiencing financial difficulties, and so far, no one is aware of a buyer. And now, users are reporting that their equipment is now up and working again. Somebody apparently switched on the servers, and no one seems to know who. Was the company rescued? Why do we care? My immediate thought about this story: how scary is it not to know who is on the other side of that service? Sure, you may be tempted to think this is all home users or dismiss consumer companies. Now consider the idea of not knowing who is on the other side of a cloud service. This business validation of the other side of the connection feels like an area worth pondering more. This isn't to be dismissive about the cloud. It's about considering which services one uses to be very intentional about the choices. Remember Huntress, the cyber startup that helps MSPs detect footholds and persistent malware? If you haven't checked out their platform recently, it might be time for a fresh look. Huntress has added a ton of new features and functionality to its managed security platform, including EDR capabilities, a powerful next-gen antivirus, ransomware detection, and much, much more. They're on a mission to secure the 99%, those small and mid-market businesses, via IT services companies. Visit huntress.com/MSP radio to learn more and more about how they can help you grow your cybersecurity practice or start a free 21-day trial. Thanks for listening. Today is National Egg Roll Day, National Herbs and Spices Day, and National Iced Tea Day. I think we're nearly at a meal. We have a bonus episode this weekend as I talk to Joel Beasley of the Modern CTO, who isn't sure MSPs can be one. I will talk to you again with a news episode on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.